The Little Finger. 1st January to 3rd January. 4. At first, he thinks it's a fallen satellite. Then he sees that it's a car, an overturned car. It's a bloody Montero, a black Montero like Bill Hodges. It is Bill Hodges. It's 400 or 500 meters from the spot where they'd passed one another. But how long ago was that? An hour? He can't make any sense of time. Maybe the rusty nail went to his head after all. He cuts his engine but leaves the headlights on so he can see the car. He hears the ocean and the soft hum of the Montero's motor. The dust settles. He's about to turn on his CB radio and contact dispatch. It's the best he can do. Then he hears some rapping sounds as if someone's trying to communicate or get free. He gets out of his car. He calls Bill's name. He calls as though they know each other. Bill Hodgy. They hardly know each other. Everyone knows Bill Hodgy, a colorful, obnoxious person. Never at rest, always on his way to or fro. Earhart has driven him a few times. The first time was to the hospital. And after that, upon request, a couple of trips to the airport and home to Hodgy's villa some miles away. Hodgy arrived from Madrid with 4 or 5 suitcases and a young man who seemed tired. They were the same suitcases both times, but not the same guy. Earhart didn't care about the rumors or how Hodgy lived his life. One shouldn't get involved in that kind of thing, as long as the boys are over 18 and have made their own choices. "Bill Hodgy," he repeats. The car is smashed up. It must have rolled a good distance. Stupid Montero, no better than Japanese cardboard. There's a long trail of glass, which suggests to him that the vehicle skidded along the road. He calls again as he walks around the car and peers through what might have been the windscreen, but is probably a side window. There's no one inside. Neither Bill nor any of his boys. Earhart breathes easier. Even though he doesn't much care for Bill Hodgy, he feared seeing him mashed between the steering wheel and the seat like a blood-gorged tick. The vehicle is empty. One of the doors is open, hanging from its hinge.